In June, Ohio's General Assembly designated 2018 as the Year of the Trail. Now, that may sound like National Donut Day or something, but in this case, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources is really doing something about it. The ODNR has spent the summer asking the public where they would like to see trails built. IdeaStream's Mark Uricki has more.
The goal this year is to develop the Ohio Trail Plan. It's not the first time they've done this, which is why the Buckeye State already has some 3,500 miles of trails. That includes the largest loop trail in the country, the 1,400-mile Buckeye Trail, a circle that touches all four corners of the state. But now the idea is to connect those many local trails into one big network. At an Akron area meeting, the ODNR's trail coordinator, Tom Arbor, said Ohio is unusual in the Midwest in that it has its own trail money, the Clean Ohio Trails Fund.
Indiana only has the Recreational Trails Program Fund from the federal government, which provides about $1 million. We have six times that amount from our state funding, state bond money voted by Ohioans.
You see this as an economic benefit for the state?
It's absolutely an economic benefit, and we're looking to make Ohio a trail destination, and not only an economic benefit, but it also benefits our health and wellness. And trails keep people here in Ohio. You don't know how many people I've talked to that said, I moved to this area of Ohio and I fell in love with the trails and I would never want to leave because of the Towpath Trail or because of the Ohio to Erie Trail or the Little Miami Trail in Southwest Ohio.
There are hiking trails and biking trails and equestrian trails. Patrick Shepard of Cleveland asked that more trails be built for off-road vehicles like his Jeep.
We all have to go over to Michigan to be able to take our Jeeps and our ATVs onto motorized trails. The only motorized trails in the state that are on public land are the Wayne National Forest in Southeast Ohio, and those are for ATVs only, not for Jeeps and full-size trucks.
Lake County does not have any trails for off-road vehicles, but they do have their own off-road organization, Elcor.
I would say you've probably got tens of thousands of Jeepers out there.
Elcor founder Dennis Wiley says they're willing to pay extra fees so they don't have to drive out of state to go four-wheeling.
We're willing to fund by paying additional trail permits, paying additional fees every time we use the trail system every day. It's just a way of life for our hobby as we go to these other systems. So, you know, whenever there's a, we don't have the money to build trails, we're willing to give them money. Nobody's willing to take our money.
A newer kind of trail now getting focus are water trails for canoers and kayakers. Andrea Ireland is an outdoor recreation planner for the National Park Service who wants to have the Cuyahoga River designated as a state and national water trail with public trailheads and parking lots.
And that means having designated access points so people know where to put in, where to take out, and what amenities are at each location so they can better plan. It also provides us with an opportunity to give them a map, safety information, educational information about the river.
Supporters like Elaine Price of the Cuyahoga County Planning Commission say they want all the communities along the Cuyahoga to buy in.
The big thing is the potential for branding of a community, driving economic development, not just through tourism, but for having these assets and amenities that people of the 21st century want.
Linking all these bike and hike and water trails around Ohio may need some approval from property owners. Andrea Ireland of the National Park Service says there is often pushback at first.
Everywhere you try to put a trail, there is somebody who does not want a trail there. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, we see it more often than not, those folks who are opposed to the trail and want you to build a fence or put up bushes or not go in their backyard are the first ones that want a gate in the fence so that they can get to the trail. We see it a lot.
One bike and hike trail nearing completion is the 326-mile Ohio to Erie Trail. It'll connect Lake Erie in Cleveland to the Ohio River in Cincinnati. I'm Mark Uricki, 90.3.